Getting a job has never been a problem for commentator Hollis Gillespie. It's keeping a job that trips her up.
I've been fired a lot in my lifetime. I like to think it's because I don't fit into a normal office environment. But more likely it's because my dreams are big and my talents are, well, less than boundless. Looking back, I realize it had to do with reaching things. For example, my first job was as a counter girl at an ice cream parlor, where I never reached a position higher than trainee status. I used to spend my shifts sitting atop the reach-in freezer and eating all the toppings, talking to the customers about things like how it would feel to be bitten half by a shark. I'd say, "Your upper half would just flail there, I suppose, and then you'd die, feeling really dumb, knowing you couldn't even apologize to the people who stumble across your crab-encrusted half-corpse after it washes ashore. How embarrassing." My boss told me I was too morose and one day simply asked me never to come back. Later, after college, I became a copy editor for a city magazine, where they fired me before I could reach a higher position because, among other things, the concentration level of my coworkers was lowered by my loud laughter. After that, I applied for and was offered a job as a skycap at the San Diego airport. Sometimes I regret turning it down, not because skycaps make a ton of money, and they do. I regret my pride. I didn't want to encounter past enemies or old flames at the airport on their way somewhere exciting, and there I'd be in my belted uniform reaching for their bags. Sometimes I wish I wasn't so proud. Sometimes I wish I could just work my blue-collar job and not long for something better. I wish I could look at the sky and just see the stars and not be begging the heavens for a break. But I'm cursed. It runs in the family. My father used to come home drunk and blather to my mother about making it big. He was going to patent the world's most wondrous keychain design, or he was going to strike it rich selling sandwiches door to door, or he was going to write a bestseller about being a used car salesman. "I can do it," he'd mumble, passing out in his cigarette-burned Easy Boy. "I know," my mother would answer, and in the morning she'd head to work and he'd nurse his hangover. My father never wrote that book, but he never stopped thinking that he would one day. I still wonder what that taught me, other than to want something better than what I've gotten, yet be oddly ashamed to admit it. For example, I'm always working a plethora of pointless part-time jobs for money, because I'm used to thinking that if it were up to my writing income alone, I'd be living in a house I built myself under sticks and a stained tablecloth. Because a career in writing seems like too much to ask for. Even my college English professor told me a degree in writing was, if nothing else, a really good foot in the door for becoming a copy machine salesman. But I am a writer. I have to admit that's what I am. And one day I would like to stop getting fired from places I don't fit in. I would like to find my place and pray it's better than this. Years from now, I don't want to be a failed drunk in an Easy Boy lamenting about how I could have been a skycap.
Hollis Gillespie. She's now paying her bills by working as a flight attendant based in Atlanta.